Welcome to the show. I'm joined by Matt Brown. Very good morning to you, young Matt.
Good morning.
Right, let's kick off with the market headlines this morning. US tax reform stutter, that's a cracking word. UK jobs data at Croydon, place where I was born and bred, to get a Westfield.
Yeah, the market moving stuff first off. US tax
that's
reform.
That's Croydon, right?
Oh, of course. US tax reform stutter. Look, we're seeing problems going on with the Senate and Congress. This US tax reform has been a year coming. It's probably going to take another year. There's a lot of horse trading backwards and forwards. And it means the tax reforms are stuttering. The markets are stuttering on the back of it. We spoke about this before. We haven't seen a clear sell-off. A lot of people saying that the bullish move in certainly the US market has been on the back of these potential corporate tax reforms.
Yep.
And they're going to take a bit longer. There's talk of linking it to Obamacare and repealing that. It's an ongoing situation. So the market's really kind of pausing for breath at the moment. The US dollar has sold off, though, on the back of it. It looks like the interest rate hike is still expected in December. Market knows that, it's priced that in, and saying, actually, now we're going to see maybe a little bit of dollar weakness. Into that, we've got UK jobs data due out this morning, probably when we're on air, and look out for that. And Croydon to get a Westfield, well, from a jobs point of view, it's going to create 7,000 jobs. This has been a long time coming,
yep.
But Croydon Council have actually approved it, so this could be the big redevelopment of Croydon. Probably needs it, and look out for that. But jobs created on the back of it, but it is retail space again, and it's going to move away from the high street into these big kind of super shopping centres. We've seen it happen in Stratford and the Westfield north of London. So, good win for Croydon.
We're all off to Croydon.
Yes.
Talking to a technician yesterday, he was suggesting in terms of the US markets, there's this been Hindenburg technical sell signal, and there's been a number of them in the last week, which is very bearish, according to technicians.
Alarm bells, yeah.
He's saying that the market is not just stuttering, it's actually fractured. So we'll try and get him on the show to run through that. Right, let's talk FTSE 100. Experian, the credit rating agency, what have they come up with this morning?
Well, numbers out this morning. They picked up business on the back of Equifax, which is the US company, had a huge data breach and issues there that weren't reported to the market. So Experian have picked up business on the back of that, but they themselves have had data breaches over the past year. Numbers look pretty much in line, but they are highlighting there could be regulatory and security issues going forward. The stock is pretty much flat this morning, but one to look out for.
Understood. And small caps today, we've small got cap, Walker yeah. Greenback PLC. What do they do?
They are posh wallpaper,
right.
Flock handmade wallpaper. They've basically had a little bit of a profit warning, down 20%. Their UK sales aren't performing, the new designs aren't being picked up, and people aren't
spending
on expensive, very expensive, I will say, wallpaper.
Right. In terms of currencies, good to see the pound a little bit stronger against the US dollar, 131.80, and euro, Great British pound, across 89.76.
Yeah, pound's had a bit of a lift. We'll see, obviously, with the jobs data this morning, how that will impact it. So pound traders will be focusing on that. But this is more to do with, as I mentioned, the dollar weakness, and that is going to drive the currency pair. We spoke about it yesterday. Weaker dollar, stronger pound. That is the story there.
Understood. Let's move on now to the core number, a third.
Yes, I picked this out. This is actually in the City AM today. A recent study by DeCipher, a marketing research firm, has said a third of people expect Bitcoin to crash in the next 6 months. However, 54% are saying they expect it to rise and are optimistic about the increase in the value.
But it collapsed 29% last Sunday. That's a crash, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's been a volatile volatile journey to the upside that we've seen with Bitcoin, as to be expected. Also noting in CTM, a regulator wary about crypto trade contracts. These are CFDs on the back of, obviously, that crash that we saw over the weekend. Regulators a bit aware of CFD providers providing leverage on Bitcoin when it is so volatile. So they're keeping an eye on that. People leveraging, I think it's It's 5-1 is the leverage that you can get with some providers, and they're being aware because obviously retail traders are now looking at Bitcoin. It's in the news a lot. We're talking about it a lot, and if the retail investors are coming in expecting to make huge profits, looking at how it's performed over the year, and you do see a 29% crash, that could wipe out people.
And remember what CFD stands for? Cash for dealers. Right, let's wrap up with the economic calendar today. Anything to move the markets?
As I say, we've got the UK jobs announcement due very shortly. Retail sales and consumer price index, big numbers out of the US. Look out for that. On the retail sales side of things, be aware Cyber Monday, Dixon's Carphone downgrading or reducing a lot of their products ahead of this big Cyber Monday, big kind of Black Friday, I believe they call it. It's a US concept, yep. But a lot of these retailers, so look out if you're looking for bargains ahead of Christmas, fine, but a lot of retailers are going to be discounting, and we'll see how that feeds through for footfall, sales and numbers at the start of next year.
But good numbers out of Tesco's and Vodafone yesterday.
Yeah, good numbers, and that's good for the FTSE. If you're seeing some good, strong FTSE bellwethers supporting the market, that is good news. But at the moment as well, people looking at Zimbabwe, that's hitting the tapes at the moment. Yep. There's a potential military coup going on, so be aware, investors, if you've got smaller cap companies that do have exposure to Zimbabwe, certainly some of the miners as well, look out for that. You may see a little bit of a sell-off.
Matt, top stuff. Thank you very much indeed.